Well, there's a movement afoot to create a new park along the Colorado River near Newcastle. The vision includes two special events per year, and here to tell us about it is one of the principals of the Peach Valley River Park, Jason Siegel. Welcome, Jason.
Oh, thank you, Luke. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. This is kind of exciting. Tell me what the vision is here.
Vision was, started when myself was looking for an area to recreate, much like I did here at the confluence of the Fork and the Crystal for a little while. Just didn't have a lot of room to make things go on, and started looking down valley in the downturn for a place to store some boats and RVs and recreate. And this parcel kind of jumped out at us that maybe we shouldn't build on it. Maybe it could be a park. And so in 2014, we started kind of a grassroots movement with some other locals, Richard Camp, Joe Lang, Eric Fullerton, who's now in Alaska, but is a part of the team, and Adam Beal. We kind of brought our resources together and we started pitching it to Colorado Parks for GoCo funds, AVLT for easements, discretionary funds there. So it's been a mix of public and private efforts to bring essentially the first riverbank in between Newcastle and Rifle public. And that is this would act as the only public river access between Newcastle and Rifle.
So the idea is for your group to purchase the property and then convey it in a conservation easement? Is that?
You know, there's no right way to go about it. We do know that it's going to take private funding to do the initial purchase. Who pays back and how it's paid back to the guy who's writing the first check will be a journey. I think that will be the fun part. Just like a nonprofit, you're going out and you're constantly looking for grants for this and grants for that. This property was identified as an ideal place for a boat ramp in between Newcastle and Silt. The water to our property from Newcastle has some rapids. It's fun. But then it slows down severely from there to Silt. So Brian Gray with CPW, he's been the Northwest director, and he kind of looks over our lands here as really, I'm not speaking for him, but he likes the idea of adding a boat ramp in this area. And if it takes something like this to do it, then he's willing to come in with funds afterwards and help fund a boat ramp. Mm-hmm. So it's a public-private process, we'll call it.
Kind of remarkable. It's the only private parcel that could go public between Newcastle and Rifle.
That's 16 miles, Luke.
16 miles.
Huh. And, it's right up against I-70. It's not a pristine spot at the base of Sopris where you hear the birds chirp. You hear the 18-wheelers chirp, but the fishing's good,
So now where exactly is it? I noticed that it's equidistant between Newcastle and Silt. It's on the north side of the river, but it's between the highway and the river. Is that right?
It is. The north side, the highway, when you come out of Newcastle, the Hogback really opens up there, and it becomes extremely sunny. Mm-hmm. Most everybody knows Osage Gardens, those large greenhouses that are in between the highway and the river. We're about five parcels upstream, so I'm calling it between a quarter and a half mile. There's a large parcel with a gentleman named Bill Bullock's name on it. He's been working with us. First, I'd also like to thank the owners of the property themselves. Today, we would not be here if Tom and Naomi Laidlaw, the Laidlaw family, would not allow us the time to research how to fund the project. Mm-hmm. We've been working on it for 3 years. So again, I want to acknowledge those guys as conservation-minded owners willing to step aside and see if they can gain a higher and better value for making a park. So
part of the plan here is to produce a revenue stream from the property in the way of a couple of events that you'd like to schedule per year. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. From the onset of the project, we've looked at every imaginable way to fund it. Attainable housing up right along the highway with 10x10 workspaces for people, artisans, carpenters. We looked at an RV park, but we look at the idea that what if we didn't build anything here? It is rural. This is directly in between the two towns. What if this property was used for a conservation credit somewhere else? What if it was just all easements? So there's a lot of ways, but the event in the spring and the fall, Garfield County lacks flat event space. We have our rodeo grounds and we have Two Rivers Park and Saren Park. And those are not what you would call places that a Jeep Jamboree or a Boy Scouts or the kind of entities that we would like to see come to Garfield County can occupy. There's just not enough room. Mm. So a part of that was the Glenwood Springs Chamber. Marianne and Angie really liked the idea of having another flat venue that RVs and people, maybe the Colorado 500, maybe it be the bicycle race. Garfield County could host that with a space like this.
But you're also thinking of a music festival. Is that correct?
Correct. I would think any event space looks to music to pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
The theater and the acting and other things, community events that go along work. But really our job is to make the space ready for an event. Although we have a person that's in the event world on our program, we are looking to build the infrastructure so a company could lease it from us. It might be the Glenwood Springs Chamber. It might be a Rise Festival in Fort Collins wanting to do a Western Slope. I don't know what that is, but our job really is not going to be to produce any music. I really think our job, somebody's got to get the site ready and somebody else does production.
I see.
Or events.
I see. So it's not strictly limited to a music festival.
Absolutely not. It is the administrative view that we're going under is for gathering of 3,000 people over the course of a weekend. We had initially applied for back-to-back weekends. A lot of areas do it that way. They do community events one weekend and then sometimes pay events the next. You're going to set a stage up. You might as well set it up for two weekends versus one. But Memorial Day this upcoming year is what we are penciled in for. It is somewhat open. It might be the weekend before Memorial Day. We're not, but I think Memorial Day right now is looking like we're going to try to open it up for lessors or potential people that would like to put an event on the river. There's boat ramps all over the place. There's ability to really make a special event out of it with the river there.
Well, you mentioned you started in 2014. Is that what you said? So I took a cursory look at that PDF that included all the documentation and all the hoops that you've had to jump through to make this a reality. You've garnered a lot of support from the neighbors and from the business community. Tell me a little about that.
Well, you gain support when things like this go on, but you also get comments that are trying to make the park a better place. I think businesses have enjoyed it. We have an open house coming this Thursday right on Main Street in Newcastle. But really we're now getting into needing to document that you're for or against or what your comments would be for it. We have one neighbor that is directly up against the park, which our job is to work with them to make this a reality. It's not to say that we're right, you're wrong. We've moved some things. We've decided to change a little layout. We've made a better emergency loop. But the supports, it's there in some entities, and then other entities feel that it might not be. So we look for the community to come out and at least voice their support or comments or things that they could see better this Thursday in Newcastle. And you can always reach out to us at peachvalleyriverpark@gmail.com or Peach Valley River Park on Facebook has a little basic idea of what we're doing. But, 355 days of a park in 10 days, 6 to 10 days a year of setup and breakdown of shoulder season events seems like maybe a worthwhile try for Garfield County.
Well, in addition to the open house you mentioned in Newcastle, you have a public hearing in front of the commissioners coming up soon too.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's only in about 10 days now. We will be into our thumbs up or thumbs down from the Garfield County commissioners based off of the feedback from the community. We just hope that the feedback or the opportunities given to our group and the owners of the property, again, it's not, you know, we don't own it right now. So any sort of, you know, hiccup here or there, it not only affects our group, but it really affects the owners themselves who have been working with us.
Right. Is this a final approval meeting or is
it would be, yeah,
it would be.
Some things, that under the nature that we're doing would never come to a vote. This was deemed to be something that the community, surrounding communities, should weigh in on. An event at 3,000 done correctly, it could be 5,000 next year and you wouldn't skip a beat. You know, I think Mountain Fair is about 5,000 to 6,000 people a day on 2 acres, 3 acres there in the park. You know,
how many acres is this property?
This is 78 acres.
70. That's pretty big, isn't it?
It's big. Huh. It's a half a mile square almost.
Wow.
Half a mile by quarter mile. Let's call it that way.
Huh.
So I believe a mile square is going to run you closer to, you know, 200 acres. But 78 acres, half a mile in between, it would represent about, I think it's 8% of the stretch between Newcastle and Rifle become public with one purchase.
That's impressive.
It would go from 0 to 8. That's the key.
Uh-huh.
If there was already 10% or 15, then those with an argument of there's enough public lands, they might have an argument. But we're currently at 0, Luke.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Interesting thought. So coming up Thursday in Newcastle, where was that and what time on Thursday?
The Newcastle Community Center, which is directly across from Town Hall and the library. It'll be from 4 to 7. We'll be there in Newcastle a bit earlier, kind of on the streets and trying to get a little feedback from businesses. So you might see us there a little earlier, but 4 to 7, come learn more. And then if you have anything or you'd like to add, write to the county commissioners, that'll be December 18th, which is a Monday. The meeting begins at 1 o'clock. I'm not quite sure what time they are on the agenda.
Is it too late for public comment?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good.
Apparently we had put a deadline today, but if you'd like to get a small PowerPoint from me, peachvalleyriverpark@gmail.com, I'll send you the abridged version, Luke. I won't send them the 70-page version that I went through. But I'll send you a abridged version, and you can make a decision and send something in. I do believe we have till about Monday to formally submit them. But
I see.
But yeah.
Okay, and then the meeting Monday, the 18th, at the Garfield County Courthouse, I'm assuming.
Correct, yeah, downstairs.
What time is that?
1 o'clock it starts, but you know, I think it's a 2 or 3 hour meeting. I'm not quite sure what the agenda looks like yet. It'll probably come out middle of next week. But come join the fishing community. Garfield County, the Glenwood Springs Chamber has been one of our best supporters, and also the fishing community. Uh-huh. Anytime you can add some boat ramps for the fishermen, or spot to wet a line with a kid, it's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Jason Siegel, thanks for joining Express Yourself today.
Thank you, Luke.